very frightened of the Protestant Reformation, of its reaching Poland, and the church was very active in making certain that Poland remained, as it does today, a steadfast and staunchly Roman Catholic country. And part of the campaign to prevent the Protestants was to crush the Jews. So even though the 16th century had in it such highlights as Reb Shaul Wol and the beginnings of the great Jewish community in Poland, it also already had the heavy hand of the church on the Jewish community, which you guarantee that the Jews would have tremendous trouble from the church. As I mentioned to you, the ideas of the Kabbalah came to Eastern Europe, came to Poland. They captured the hearts and the minds of the Jews in Poland. However, the Jews in Eastern Europe were still less Kabbalistically oriented than the Sephardic Jews were in Turkey, in Eretz Israel, in North Africa, around the Mediterranean basin. There, the Sephardic Jews became almost completely Kabbalistically oriented. And therefore, we will see, for instance, it's not an accident that that Shabtai Tzvi and the great ideas of the false messianic movement that he represented, that occurred in the Mediterranean basin. It did not occur in Eastern Europe, because again, it is the Kabbalistic beliefs and fervor that prepared the ground for him. In Eastern Europe, as important as Kabbalah was, it still was secondary to the Torah. It still was secondary to halacha, to the knowledge of Talmud, to the traditional sense of learning which Ashkenazic Jewry always had. That remained primary, and the Kabbalah remained only secondary. And because of that, they took a completely different turn away from what happened in the Mediterranean countries. At the turn of the century, at the beginning of the 1600s, you have organized persecution of the Jews in Middle Europe, in Bohemia, what is today Czechoslovakia, but then was Bohemia, in parts of Austria, the famous legend of the Maralme Prague, which is probably the most well-known legend, concerns itself with this terrible period of time in the 1590s, 1610, 1620, that 30-year period of time. The Jews underwent terrible privation, and they were driven from their communities. Pogroms happened on a regular basis, and this legend of the golem that the Maral created, this clay figure whom the Maral invested with human-like qualities, miraculously through Kabbalah he was able to invest it with human-like qualities, and that it rose to defend the Jewish people. And allegedly, until today, the golem is buried in the upper rooms of one of the synagogues in Prague. That legend was used to explain how the Jews in Prague survived, how there remained a Jewish community in Prague in spite of all of these persecutions. The persecutions now, by the way, were no longer just politically or materially motivated. They took on now more and more of a religious nature. What Luther did in the Protestant Reformation was reawaken all of the religious problems of Europe. And for a long period of time, Jews were tolerated, if that's the word, but Jews were tolerated in Europe as deviationists, but what can you do? You know, they're here and that's just the way it is. Now, with the struggle between the Protestants and the Catholics, and everybody was in